will try to finish the lecture note as much as I can. So I will speed up a little bit. Huh? But before we continue, I will give you a homework. Besides reading the book of Job once, you got to pass without credit. Huh? Pass without credit. If you're reading it through Job, you talk to your counselor. Your counselor make a check. You pass already. Huh? And do you understand my homework? You read book through Job once, right? If you finish it, you pass one homework without grade, but you pass it. You got to pass it, okay? Okay? If the homework is too much, you got to let me know. If your homework is, because I think I need to give you more homework because some of you do not have self-discipline at this point of time. You can choose one of them. For third graders, you got to choose number one. Those who are going to graduate this year, you got to compare the counseling of Job's three friends with Luke chapter 7, verse 33 and on, the counseling of Jesus to Simon. Compare the differences. Jesus' counseling and Job's three friends' counseling. Those who are three graders, you got to choose this one. Second grader, first grader, you can choose anyone, okay? It's up to you. But the other one is that I already give you this problem long time ago. You find out the echo words of the words of Job echoed by God. This is started from 38 to 40, right? For example, Job talked about birds, then God talked about birds again, right? You got to find out all the words by Job that is echoed by God, huh? So actually, this homework have to do with your reading. This homework have to do with your analysis. So third graders, please, you got to do this one. Okay? We'll talk about due date, huh? How about tonight? I will see if you are studying, huh? If you are not studying, then it's tonight, okay? Okay, let's turn to, now yesterday we talked about Job's three friends. In Job chapter 42, we noticed that God want Job's three friends to repent. If you are Job's three friends, don't you feel like you are very upset? You mourn 70 days and 70 nights with your friends, and then God says that, something wrong with you. You got to repent. What do you say? Do you like it? Huh? Thomas, you don't like it, huh? So sometimes, even though we have love, we shall have true wisdom, huh? If we do not have true wisdom, we have to repent. But guess what kind of benefit does Job's three friends has received through this consultation, through this counseling? Anybody? What kind of reward that God have given Job's three friends, even though they were rebuked by God? Anyone? Esther, think about this. Any reward given by God to these three friends because of their love? If they never come to visit Job, do you think they also have the same opportunity to behold that God appear in the whirlwind? Huh? They never saw God before. They never hear God before, right? If they never came to counsel Job, do you think that they have opportunity to know that there are more reasons for suffering than committing sin? Do they know that? If they never have chance to visit Job, do you think they can become to this kind of understanding that sometimes God's will is that we cannot understand God's will? According to Job chapter 42, Job says that your will is too much marvelous. I simply cannot understand. If they never come to counsel Job, they never understand the power of intercession, right? How come after Job prayed for them, suddenly they noticed that this such an ill person better and better, or getting better immediately. So the scolding for God is out of love. It's only for a short time. But the reward that God gives to them is also great. The reward for their love is also great. Do you agree? Do you agree? Anybody with me, please raise your hand. You know what I'm talking about, please raise your hand. Some of you still don't understand what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, even though God rebuked Job's three friends, okay, it's out of righteousness of God. Sometimes if you speak something wrong, God will ask you to repent too. For example, some of you come to NYTS. Some sister will talk to brothers. I know you love me. Say you love me. I pass by you. I figure, what's going on here? This is public seduction. Public seducing, right? Public what? Seduction. I hope that I don't hear that kind of words anymore. I'm sorry to say it. This is not right. This is not right. You speak something wrong. God says that three friends, you say something wrong. You got to repent. But because out of the love, your reward is whatever you already see. You see me appear in the whirlwind. You know that the will of God sometimes cannot be understood by the will of, by human being. And the power of intercession. Oh. This is recorded in chapter 3.5.13, in case you do not know what I'm talking about. We already mentioned about the basis of Job's three friends' speech. Some is based on assumptions, some based on vision, and some based on history. But how about Job? What does it based on to speak? Let's turn to 23:11. This is not in your note, huh? 23:11. Jenny, you got very good voice. Would you please read for us? Jenny, right? Johnny. 23:11. And 12, huh? Okay, so actually to me, Job always spoke based on the words of God. Therefore, in chapter 42, God commanded that my servant Job's words is better than the three friends' words. Now, one compare the thought of evil, right? Job's three friends' concept of evil is that sin or suffering comes from evil, right? This is Job's three friends' concept, right? Yesterday we already talked about this. This is three friends' concept. But how about Job's concept concerning evil? Job's concept. Job has a very good concept concerning evil. Concerning evil thing. Now let's turn to chapter 24. Verse 2. Can we have a good voice, so everybody can hear that? Verse 2 and on, please. Louder, please. Okay, this all talk about evil person, what they do, right? Verse 13, continue reading. We don't have to read everything, huh?
Also meets for the twilight, saying, no eye will see me. and in disguises as strangers. In the dark, they dig through the houses. By day, they shut themselves out. They do not know the light.
Let's jump to 22. Let's all talk about evil person. 22. You know what? Then, even though they do evil, God make them prosper. You know, they not do anything wrong. But continue going on. 23.
He gives them security and
aid
and support. His eyes are upon their ways.
24. Amen. Oh. So you see, his concept concerning evil men is, you know, when you look at this world, right, a lot of evil men are protected by God too. This is fact. In the book of Job somebody say, ask to his friend, if you do not believe me, just check with the travelers. The travelers will tell you that, you know, the evil one, sometimes they prosper too. But the conclusion is that, even though they might prosper, 24 says that, their elevation is only for one moment, they will die anyway. Right? Meaning that there's always a punishment at the end. No matter what, there's always punishment at the end. Oh, this is indeed very true. Very true sometimes in our daily life. Huh? Not necessary. Evil one got punished. So sometimes if you see your friends are evil, but they are doing good in their school, like they commit fornication, but you know, they are rich, what do you feel? Another evil person, we cannot capture him. How do you feel? Right? Sometimes evil person prosper too. But the Bible say, it's only for a short moment. When they die, they are going to have final judgment. That's the concept of Job. And it is very, very good. It is from Bible too. Of course, the Bible also gives us another perspective of this. Evil men, sometimes they got suffering. In current world, they might, but they may not necessarily like that. Huh? For example, Job talked about wisdom. Job's friend, let's talk about wisdom. Huh? Job's friend talked about that. Job did not have wisdom. Let's turn to 11:36. Let me see. 1, how his friends comment wisdom. 421. Try 421. Oh, no. Yeah, 421. It's implied that Job died without wisdom, right? Can someone read it for me? A chat. Okay, his friend was talking to Job that he will die without wisdom. Huh? This is his friends are saying. Let's turn to 11:3-6. 11:3-6. Portion.
So your enemies have not meant all their feet. Then will you not see no one resist you? For you have a my picture is here, and I am trained in your eyes.
5.
But your God was big and opened his lips.
6.
That he should show you a secret,
Okay, so Zophar was saying that, you know, hope that God can give you wisdom. But as a matter of fact, Job understands quite greatly about wisdom. Huh? Let's now try to understand what is the Job understanding of wisdom. Turn to 28. Chapter 28, from verse 1 to verse 11. What do you think this is talking about? Job is talking about 1 to 11. Verse 1 to 11. Human beings have wisdom, right? Humans' wisdom. They are able to find precious stone, right? Which is greater than animals. Right? Agree? So you can see that human being was able to dig the tunnels according to verse 3. They were able to hide in the air like a unenforced, like go through the what? When you go through a valley, what did you? There's a kind of car, right? In the air, right? Verse 3, 4. How do you say lanze in English? Cable car? Like as if they have cable car to find a treasure. And they are able, like verse 10, they are able to stop waters so that treasures can appear. So human beings have great wisdom to find precious stones, according to Job. And it's greater than animal. Please read verse 7 and 8. Can Samson, would you please read? Okay, so the birds, the eagles, actually, eagles of ice in my version is the king of the birds. Lion is the king of the animal. Lion king and lion birds, lion king and bird king, their wisdom is less than human being because they will never find the precious stones according to Job's. As a matter of fact, this is talk about ancient time. Right now, what do you think the greatest wisdom human being can have? Human being can clone, right? Copy life. As a matter of fact, there was a report saying that human being was able to send up satellite to take pictures of the earth. They believe that the earth is like a sponge. The sponge will suck water, right? And a lot of places in the world have no water, like a lot of places in Arabic area, or even the scientists in Canada was hoping that these satellites can give them some information, because the earth is like sponge. When it's like water, the satellite can tell the different colors of the earth. They can tell where does the water hide under the ground. So you can see, human being can go over the place to find hidden treasures, like the Bible mentioned over here. As a matter of fact, human being is greater than animals. Stated by Job is very true, because if you go to a supermarket, right, how do you pay your price? The bag has been barcoded, right? Barcode, right? When I was a little kid, my father was a vendor who sell vegetables. I got to help him to sell vegetables. And every morning, he sell like 50 kinds of vegetables. I stay in one section. I got to remember probably 10 to 20 kinds of vegetables. This kind of vegetable, $6 for one kilo. The other vegetable, $5 for 1 kilo. I got to remember that. But now, no need anymore. Just go through the machine. Boom. The price is out, right? But this is go through barcode, right? Barcode. This is human being. How about God? When God created human being, God also imprinted barcode inside us. God imprinted barcode inside. What do I mean? The DNA, right? If you add any biomajor over here, biomajor. DNA, right? If you stretch out, it's like a barcode, right? Yes, you nod your head because I read a report like that. If you stretch DNA, it's like a barcode. And DNA control the secret of life. Now God used barcode to control your life. We use barcode to control supermarket. You know what I'm trying to say? So human being have God's wisdom. We have God's wisdom. Human being's wisdom is greater than God, than animal. This is Job's concept concerning wisdom, first of all. But secondly, he was saying that, continue reading it. Even though human beings have great wisdom, verse 12 says that, but where can you find wisdom? Verse 20, again, where can you find understanding? Even though you can find a lot of treasures, the treasures, stones, the precious stones, is not equal to true wisdom. Meaning what? Meaning you can buy jewelry, but the jewelry cannot buy true wisdom. Oh, this is Job's concept. So what he's trying to say is that, well, maybe it's in, if you read verse, it said depth cannot understand wisdom. Where is it? 14. Can someone read for me? 14. Jack. The depth says it's not in me, right? Okay. So nowhere, not anywhere in the whole world you can find the Job was saying that you can find wisdom. Not anywhere. Even the depth says that it's not in me, huh? All the this is only a reflection when I read this verse. Tell me, what is the most profound knowledge in the whole world? Is it science? Philosophy? Science or philosophy? Sometimes we think that science is very profound, right? You are able to clown people. This is some science, right? Science, find out fact, right? But 哲学, how do you say 哲学? Philosophy, tell you, okay, you can clone a person, that is a fact. But how do you use that kind of technology of cloning? Do you want, how about a lot of issues you gotta figure out, right? Your mother, you took a cells from your mother, input into the daughter's womb, right? Then the baby comes out. Who is this person? Is this, now this daughter is the baby's mother, or this daughter is the baby's sister? Can you answer the question? So how to use cloning technology is a philosophy. It's a philosophy. This is not merely to find a fact, it's one step further. Okay? But religious, something to do with God. Now why do we need cloning? It's a theology question right now. It's why do we need cloning? It's a theological question right now. Why do we override the right of God? So if you think about this, science is the very lowest level of wisdom. Maybe philosophy could be the second level. Theology could be the highest level of wisdom. So here, Bible keeps saying that even though you can find stones, this kind of science, this kind of human wisdom, you can find stone, you cannot truly buy true wisdom. That's why verse 20, repeat it again, where can you find understanding? Is repetition of verse 13. Okay? And then verse 23, Job says that, concerning wisdom, you in other three friends of Job says that, Job, you will die because of your lack of wisdom. Three friends says that, right? But now Job talk about his understanding of wisdom. Job says that, verse 23, God knows the way of wisdom. Can someone read verse 23? Very important verse. Aaron. Okay, verse 24. Amen. Okay. From this verse, you tell us that God understands wisdom. First of all, he is all-knowing. Right? Verse 24, all-knowing, right? Use your own word to summarize it, right? His eyes is everywhere. We know that King Solomon was very wise, right? He has human wisdom. He was very wise. He was able to talk about the stars, the trees, the grass, whatever, the ants, right? Even though he was able to discern whose baby belonged to which prostitute, right? But to God, does he have to use human psychology to discern who is baby belong to who? Huh? Does God need that kind of human psychology? No need, right? You already forget about what you dreamed last night. God still knows what is in your dream. You already forget about what you have done 10 years ago, the mistakes, the evils that you have done 10 years ago. But God still remember it. God said, you do not know what will happen 10 years later. God know it right now. It is all knowing. That is Job's understanding concerning God's wisdom. And then, he makes some examples, right? Verse 25. Aaron, continue reading it. Amen. He established what? The force of wind. The version says that he waited the wind. When do you think we start to find out that wind have weight? Huh? When do we start to find it out? Wind have weight. Who's Cherry there? Cherry there. I think it's Cherry there, right? Huh? Who? Anybody is in a science major who is the first one who discovered that winds have weight. Now you understand that hydrogen is what? Lighter. Nitrogen, 氮气, is heavier, right? So hydrogen is always up there. Nitrogen is always down there, right? Now they will already know. But in the ancient time, 4,300 years ago, 那个族长时代, we talk about patriarch age. Job already revealed to us that wind have weight. It's very interesting. What is the water composed of? This is what? Hydrogen, right? This is oxygen, right? This is all very easy to burn stuff, right? Hydrogen, very easy to burn stuff, right? Oxygen, very easy to get burned, right? You take two hydrogen and plus one oxygen, water. This is to quench all the fire. Do you understand the mysteries behind? This is to make things burn, but this one is to quench the burning. Destroy the burning. Disagree? Anybody disagree? Raise your hand. This is God's wisdom. Huh? They all got weight. Or continue reading it. And then what? God weight the wind. And then what? Measure the water. Do you know that the waters on earth has been measured? Some people were saying, huh? This is in Chinese, I'll explain to you. This earth composed of three mountains, six waters, and one, the proportion, huh? Mountain, water, land. 三六一. 336是一分平地啦，336是一分平地。 You got to measure this kind of proportion. How many people have drive through the 92 Dumbarton Bridge over here? Dumbarton Bridge. Huh? Only two. You're all from San Jose. Dumbarton Bridge was very low, right? Very low. Almost like very close to sea level. Sometimes I wonder why they never think that maybe one day the sea level will go higher to overflow the bridge. Have you ever considered about it? Then I read Book of Job. What does Book of Job says? 38. If you read it, it's very interesting. 38. Chapter 38. Verse 8-11. Who can read for me? Ask her. Continue reading to 11. This is very interesting recording. God talked to water. Hey, water, just come over here. Can I go over this line, right? This is your line, the maximum. You stay over here. Any Anyone study in 那个海洋学 ？How do you say 海洋学 English? Oceanography. Marine science. Anybody study marine science? Does this statement true? Anybody? But I think in some way it is true, right? Because the way they built the Dunbarton Bridge shocked me. How come they are able to build it that low? One or two feet above sea level. This is Job's understanding concerning God's wisdom. And then, continue back, last week, 28, another one. You will be amazed. This is written about 4,300 years ago. 28, continue reading it, Aaron. 26. Okay, what is the decree for the rain? Anybody? What is the law for the rain? Anyone? What is the law of the rain? How come there's a rain? Yes. How come there's a rain? Yeah. That's right. In the ocean, right? Actually, the Bible talk about this. You know what? You know that? Let's turn to 135. Even the Bible talk about this. Psalm 135, sorry. Job only at 42, huh? Psalm 135, verse 7. Let's talk about the decree of the rain. Ted, please read it. Okay, so the clouds rise from the ocean, and the wind can blow to the mountain, and it become clouds, right? And there are negative and positive electricity. Get together, electricity is gone, right? And the water come down, right? This is the decree of the rain. This is the law of the rain. And God, and Job saying that, God knows that God decree the rain, right? Decree. Give the decree for rain, right? That way you don't mean ding, ding, ding. Okay, there are so many, we can only stop over here. Huh? Therefore, the conclusion is what? Verse 28, Aaron. 28. Job 28, verse 28. The conclusion is that, you know, God, wisdom is in God's hand. How about you? If you want to get wisdom, you shall shun from evil and honor God. Don't you feel frightened to read this verse? Because thousands of years ago, Solomon had the same conclusion. The whitest guy in the world, Solomon, and this guy, Job, who understands so much about wisdom, had the same conclusion that, man, girls, brothers, sisters, if you want to have wisdom, you shall honor God. This is the beginning of it. Oh. This is a very interesting same finding by two wise guys, you know, by two wise guys. When I was a boy, don't have time to talk story now. Huh? 10 more minutes, what should I do? Okay, I tell you. When I was a little boy, I admire, like, you know, to have more wisdom, right? Because my classmates, a lot of them are really smart. One of them, maybe some of you are like this, right? They flip the books, right? Just like this. They read books just like this. And they are done. I say, I don't believe you. You are boasting. Let me test you, right? New books. Let me test you, right? I test him. He knows everything. I say, wow. Do you have this kind of friends in your life? Yeah, right? Some people think they're that smart, right? And I was so humiliated. I said, wow, cannot believe it. So I keep praying to God, God, I want wisdom, right? But as a matter of fact, wisdom is really in the hands of God. Wisdom started when you have some connection with God. Actually, the true wisdom is get eternal life, salvation. When you come to God, it's the beginning of salvation. And not only that, sometimes because you talk to God, God give you wisdom too. Recently, I read my daughter's hangout from the school, and the school was doing like a personality evaluation, meaning that when you grow up, what you can be, right? They suggest you better be a pharmacist or an engineer or whatever, a photographer, a picture-taking person, something like that, right? And it reminded me that when I was a little kid, I do that kind of test too. Guess what? A lot of things I am above average, okay? But this only one, it is below average. Far away below average, that is my logic. My logic is far, far below average. And so when I grew up, I never think of being to be an engineer or something like that, right? Especially computer science engineering, right? Never thought of it. I never do it good, right? Because this has to do with logics. But when I come to the United States, I know that the best way to get green card is you major in computer science. So, well, then I gotta do it, right? So I major in computer science. And guess what? Oh, I'm able to graduate even though my logic is below average. I can even get a master degree from that. I can even go to a good company and do some coding for them. And sometimes, it's very interesting. I know some of you are computer science people. My platform was PC platform, PC talking to VAX, right? VAX machine, writing a C++. And even the bugs in VAX size, VAX machine side, right? There's a bug, computer bugs in VAX machine side. That guy already left the company. Nobody was able to fix the bugs. And the company assigned me to fix that one. I was panicked. It's all through praying. For some reason, the Lord give me a chance I'm able to talk to my colleague, someone who write the third party that wrote the original code. I was able to talk to him, and I was able to solve the problem for the company. The company was so joyful. In that year, there was only 5% salary cap, right? A lot of people did not even get any 5%. That year, I got 11% promotion. When I think about this, it's not me at all. Totally, it's not me. It is because through praying in difficulty time. So when you talk about wisdom, I don't believe human being can reach great wisdom. You know why? Moses was very wise, right? But who told Moses that human beings shall receive circumcision at the eighth day? Moses never go to Harvard University, medical science, right? But who told him that? You know, a lot of inspiration when you talk about you are doing good in school or your wisdom to solve some problem. Now, sometimes it's not your school's homework problem, right? Sometimes how do you deal with people? Sometimes how do you solve difficulties in your lifetime? It's inspiration God given to you. Now, my logic ability was below average. But later on, I was able to do this kind of job. So, honoring God and shunning away from evil according to Job. It's the beginning of wisdom. And again, the greatest wisdom is to find salvation. And this is Job's understanding of wisdom. And his friend was accusing him, you will die because of lack of wisdom. So we can see that indeed Job's understanding was quite profound. But of course, Job says some words that is like winds. We already mentioned that. For example, he curses death. He curses birth. Yesterday, there was a brother asked, shall we have abortion? Let's turn to Psalm 51. Psalm. We are talking about Job's speech right now. Huh? Psalm 51 verse 5. 51 verse 5. Actually, I'm not going to. Okay, yeah, maybe this is indirect verses. Let me call someone from Canada. I did not call them for a long time. Freddie, would you please read? This is indirect proof that God already knows us when we are in the mother's womb. Because when we are in the mother's womb, David says that he was born in the sin. We shall not curse birth because birth is a blessing. Therefore, why birth is a blessing? Remember when Jesus birthed, right? Even the angels were singing hymns. The Bible also says that the babies are the inheritance from God. From those verses, we know that birth is a blessing, it's not a curse. Therefore, we shall not abortion. Abortion, not only the Bible says that God already knows us when we are in mother's womb, like this verse indirectly says that God knew at that time. From moral standpoint point of view, abortion is not right. People are saying that why abortion? We do not allow abortion because we treat the eggs as a human being. Right? People are saying that, no, how can be egg as a human being? How can you say an egg is a chicken? How can you say a caterpillar is a butterfly? How can you say 莲子 is 莲花, is 莲藕? 莲子, you know, 莲子, I don't know. Lotus seed is a lotus. This is wrong. Therefore, you cannot say egg, fertilized egg is a human being. They are proclaimed like this, right? This is, I'm talking about the other side, people's view. So it's impossible, an egg cannot be a chicken, right? But our understanding, like our brother have explained yesterday, this egg has potential life already. 精子, right? How do you say 精子 in English? Sperm. Sperm. Have 23, how do you call this? Chromosome. X has 23 chromosome, right? Total is 46, right? Those who major in biology. Over here, in the, you can, in this DNA, of this fertilized egg, it's already hidden the sex of that individual, the hair color, even the IQ, the height, the weight, is already hidden over here. Meaning that even though this fertilized egg is not a true life, but true life is already potential life is already hidden over here in these fertilized eggs. But over here, you cannot find that yet. So true life begins from here. And when this baby, now the point is that when do you recognize a baby as a true baby? You cannot say after mother's womb is a true baby. In the mother's womb is not a true baby. You cannot say 10 minutes later it is out of mother's womb, therefore it's a baby, it's a true life. And 10 minutes before it's in over here, then it's not a true life. Then you find out that if you trace it up, right? This very difficult to separate the process of life from the fertilized egg, right? To the baby, you can see a form. It's very difficult to cut this is true life and this is not true life. Because, you know, even at the womb, before or after, very difficult to have a clear cut. So therefore, the only way we can tell at this point of time is that only if they combine together this 46 chromosome, there's a potential life hidden in it, therefore we won't destroy it. We shall not curse birth. One of the curses it is abortion. So when Job curses birth, it is totally wrong. I just try to give you some scientific background concerning why we shall not have abortion. Another one is that Job asked to die. Please turn to 3:20. Job 3:20. There are many ways, right? Job talked about he wanted to die, right? 21. Shall we have Vancouver, Jason. How many Jason in Vancouver? Two Jason. The small Jason. Three, 20, and 21. Okay, you know, I guess we don't have to read many verses because if you read it through, you can notice many verses talk about he want to die. He prayed to die. But you know what? Pray for death is not biblical. God will excuse you if you have good reason. For example, Elijah was very frustrated. He prayed to die. That God did not render him death, right? But God forgive him. It is not right to pray to die. Oh. God will mercy on you if you serve for the Lord. You are very frustrated. You might say it this way. But even though you say it this way, God have mercy on you, but God will not give it to you. Some people hope that they can die earlier because they are welcome Jesus' second coming. It is fine too. This is only their mentality. But if you pray for death, you leave rooms for Satan. Let me give you a testimony. Huh? I read it from our Holy Spirit monthly magazine. There was a brother who got a fatal illness, right? Disease. And his family member was praying that he can be healed, right? But he was too painful. He prayed to God, I want to die. Family praying that he can be healed, but he prayed that he want to die. So when he prayed, like, he want to die, right? Suddenly he noticed that about 6 feet shadows appears from his daughter's side, smiling at him. At that time, he knew that he is dying because Satan appeared already. So he hold the hands of his family member and tell them about his final will, W-I-L-L. And then his soul indeed departed from the body and then elevate to the ceiling. His soul is facing the smiling eyes of the dead Satan, you know, facing each other, you know. And then suddenly he noticed that a nurse wearing white garment coming in to the sick room, to the room. But how come he did not hear any steps, any sound? Later he noticed that it is not a nurse, it is an angel. And then he observed that the angel was fighting with the Satan. And thank God, angel win, and angel told Brother Wu Mingkai, right? If you read the testimony, God do not want you to die, you need to live. God do not want you to die. Then he noticed that his soul come back to his body. Oh. So from this point we know that if we do not have good reason to ask for death, no good reason, like Elijah, or like Paul, out of love, you rather die for your races. You leave rooms for Satan to attack you. Thirdly, Job speaks something like not right, not turn to. He asked God to leave him alone. Which verse is that? Ask God to leave him alone. Chapter 7. Verse 16 to 19. Can I have 5 more minutes to finish this one? Can I? Okay. 16 to 19. Huh? Can someone read for us? Pick Jason, please. Leave me alone, right? Don't mind me. Why did you know, every morning you check at me, you know, and you know, you just want to show concern to me. Leave me alone. Your concern is too much burdensome. Do you have this kind of feeling sometimes? Leave me alone. You know, there's a wife wanted a divorce from the husband. I asked him, why do you want a divorce from her husband? He said, my husband loved me too much. I said, why do your husband love you too much? He said, every time when he was in office, we would check and call. How are you doing today? Do you call any friends? You are not allowed to call this. You are not allowed to call that. Okay? He says that his love is too much that he was squeezed to a corner. This is Job's feeling. Come on, you look at me every morning, right? What is man? You look him so, you know, you can't wait. Can't wait, how do you say it in English? Verse 17. What is man? You magnify him. Why did you do that? Right? Put him in his head. Leave me alone. I don't like it. Sometimes we have this kind of feeling. Another story, huh? A girl talked to him. The mom has a illness. Also like a cancer. She did not know when she is going to die, right? But she keep telling daughters, you know, I will try my very best to live, to be alive for you, you know. I will live for you. No matter what, how painful it is, I'm going to live for you. One day the daughter was annoying, right? She talked to mom. Mom, you want to die, you die, right? Don't say that. You always live for me. It's so burdensome. How come you always say that? You live for me. Die, just die. See, I don't know if you understand the meaning of the story. Sometimes when the concern is too much, it becomes a force, right? This is how Job in difficulties, how he failed. Leave me alone. Too much already. I don't like it. Too much already. Again, this is words like wind. Desperate words like wind. This is not. Because if you compare another verse, if you compare, please book a mark in 17, right? What is man? You magnify him, put it on his hand, right? And leave me alone. But how about Psalm chapter 8? Almost exactly the same word, but different feeling, right? Psalm 8. Jason, would you please come and read me? Small Jason, you have a better voice. No, I mean, you did not a better voice. You did not. Your voice is still okay. Same causes, but different conclusion. What is man? You always look at me. I want to test me. I want to push me to the corner. The other is, what is man? You always magnify me. You want to give me glorious, right? Glorious. Same causes, but different conclusion. Do you notice the differences? Oh. So actually, again, God challenged Job, who darkened the counsels. Who darkened the counsels without knowledges? And Job himself stated that his words is like wind sometimes. So when we read the book of Job, we should be very careful. Huh? So again, we talk about Job's saying is based on the words of God, and he have a great understanding concerning evil and wisdom. And then, in time of desperation, sometimes he speaks something that is not quite right. Maybe I will take another 10 more minutes to share with you in the afternoon concerning after Job's story. There's another guy called Elihu, and then God shows up, and we are going to conclude the book of Job. So that's praying.